Well, this morning, Consumer New Zealand is revealing Kiwis' favourite cars. They surveyed more than 8,000 New Zealanders about 72 different models to assess reliability and owner satisfaction. Among the top performers, Tesla and BYD EVs, while the Mazda 6, Hyundai Santa Fe and Mitsubishi Outlander, they all performed poorly. We're joined now by Consumer's product test manager, James LePage. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Ingrid. How are you?
Very well, thanks. We're a little squeezed for time, so I might get you to start with the very best car and what people liked about that.
Well, I guess there are a few that came out on top, but in terms of the most reliable cars, yeah, the BYD Atto 3, that came out on top. It was the Honda HR-V and the Honda Jazz as well. I mean, those three occupy the top three spots on our website. And it's you know, there are satisfaction measures in all different areas of them. So it might be in comfort, it might be in driving performance, or, you know, in the Honda's case, the feeling of a really good fuel economy. And then when that all comes out of the wash, is just people love owning those vehicles and they tell us about it. And we're happy to sing their praises if, you know, if there's
What about at the other end of the spectrum? What are the least favourite cars?
Yeah, well, I guess the Mazda, you mentioned the Mazda 6, or even, I believe you did.
Yes.
Yeah, so one of the issues there was only 30% of owners reported that their car was fault-free. So that's, you know, 70% of them are driving around with problems. And that's just, that's a bad ownership experience. And obviously you're going to say, well, maybe you should walk past that vehicle in the lot when you're looking at them and move on to something else. The other ones that popped out were the Hyundai Santa Fe, which is, you know, a popular SUV, but owners were telling us it wasn't actually particularly reliable. And the other one was the Mitsubishi Outlander, again, another popular SUV.
Yeah.
People were saying, you know, the car's fuel economy wasn't what they're expecting, the driving performance isn't what they're expecting, and it's this overall feeling of dissatisfaction from owning them.
Okay. Well, good to know. Thank you very much.